Thank you. Mr. Cole, did I understand you to say that you do not have an expectation of privacy on your phone records?
The Supreme Court ruled in Smith v. Maryland that you do not have a sufficient expectation of privacy in the phone records, as we've talked about it. The two.
Okay, that's fine. Mr. Douglas, you indicated that you do not, you just get the numbers, not the names. Is there, if the numbers are relevant under whatever standard you're using, why are not the names equally relevant?
Well, the names are not collected in the metadata.
Well, I mean, where's the limitation? If you can get the numbers, why can't you get the names?
Well, we can through other legal process, and that's what the FBI will do. And so if we receive a phone number...
why don't you get it all at once? Where's the statutory limitation?
If I can answer the question here, I think that this indicates the fact that, as the Deputy Attorney General said, that this program is carefully set up in such a manner
to minimize the
invasion of privacy. One of the reasons...
Where is the statutory limitation?
...this program is found reasonable is the fact that the collection is very limited, the access is very limited.
Okay, okay.
And it's on that basis.
You have made up...
Collection.
That's because you have made up the program. I asked you a specific question where if this is available, where is the statutory limitation to what you can get? There is no statutory limitation. You're kind of making it up as you go along.
We're not making it up. We're seeking the approval of the court, and this collection has been repeatedly approved by numerous judges of the FISA court found to be in compliance with the statute.
Okay. Once you get the information, we know through the recent case on DNA, once you get DNA from somebody, you can use it in ways that you could not have obtained the information, but once you've got it, you can run it through no probable cause or anything through the database. My question is, once you get this metadata, where is the limitation on what you can use it for?
It's in the court's order.
Where is the statutory limitation?
The statutory limitation says that we can acquire the information as ordered by the court. The court sets limits on what we can do with it, and we adhere to those limits.
Well, is there a limit in criminal investigations or an exception for criminal investigations without probable cause?
With respect to information obtained under Section...
Once you've got the metadata, can you run a criminal investigation without probable cause?
The metadata can only be used in pursuit of a terrorism investigation, and the only thing that is done with that is that telephone numbers are generated out of it for further investigation.
And
it cannot be used for a criminal investigation unrelated to terrorism.
Wait a minute. You're talking about minimization?
The court's order provides that we can only use this data for purposes of a terrorism investigation.
Well, how does the court get to... Why is the court required to place that limitation on it?
Because the court looks at the application that we are submitting and determines that with all of the restrictions that are imposed here, this is a reasonable method of collecting this information and that it complies with both the statute and the Fourth Amendment.
Is there an exception under minimization for criminal investigations? Minimization procedures... 2C says that notwithstanding subparagraphs A and B, procedures that allow for the retention and dissemination of information that is evidence of a crime which has been, is being, or about to be committed and that is to be retained or disseminated for law enforcement purposes are exempted from the minimization requirements.
The procedures applicable to this kind of collection allow it only to be used on the terms specified by the court. And that is limited to generating.
Is that talked about in pursuit
of a terrorism investigation?
Okay, and so the minimization exception for criminal investigations doesn't apply. If you trip over some crimes,
we're not allowed to use this database for a criminal investigation unrelated to terrorism.
Mr. Scott, that's not what the
code section says, but if that's what you want, maybe we need to change it. Does exclusionary rule apply? If you trip over some crimes and try to use it, including the principle of the poison tree, evidence of a poison tree, does that apply? Do those exclusions apply to stuff you may trip over that you've gotten through this?
We don't have the ability to trip over it in this. All this data is a series of telephone numbers and other identifiers. The only thing we can use this data for is to submit to the pool of data a telephone number or other identifier that we have reason to believe, based on articulable facts, is associated with terrorism. We can then say, what numbers has that been in contact with? Any other further investigation has to be done under some other authority.
Well, you have, Mr. Chairman, I apologize, but the limitation, the minimization exception for a criminal investigation, and when I asked the Attorney General, Gonzalez, about what you could use this information for, he specifically indicated criminal it's G2C under minimization requirements, procedures. He specifically said you could run a criminal investigation without the necessity, implying without the necessity of probable cause that you usually need to do to get information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.